This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Elaine Chen. As part of our If I Were Mayor project, we've been taking your ideas to the most recently elected mayors. Last time we spoke with Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, and now we speak with Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado, who recently won a second term. We began by addressing comments from Twitter about creating more open space in the city. We should mention that impact fees are fees paid by developers for new construction.
What we want to do is to use the impact fees to try to buy some land so we can do more parks in the different districts of the city of Miami, because it's not only on the Brickell Biscayne area. We need parks throughout the city of Miami. My goal in the next 4 years is to have a park or a mini park within walking distance of any neighborhood.
So for some residents, parks are their home. Why is it that the city has been seeking more power to arrest homeless people for misdemeanors that are kind of unavoidable if you're homeless, like loitering or sleeping on the sidewalks?
Actually, we just wanted to take them to a shelter. What the city cannot do that is because of the Pottinger ruling that says you cannot take a homeless to a shelter unless you provide long-term medical and psychological care, which doesn't exist because it costs a lot of money. It's impossible. I mean, you're talking people with catastrophic illness and all that. I mean, unfortunately, the media focus on the 800 homeless that we have still in Miami-Dade County and the 500 that we have in downtown Miami. But 7 years ago, we had 8,000 homeless.
And on that subject, though, of law enforcement, last summer, an investigation by the Federal Department of Justice found that the city of Miami Police Department engaged in a, quote, pattern or practice of using excessive force, and cited the killings of seven black men that occurred within a period of a few months during your first term. Since that report, what has the city done to prevent police misconduct that had been cited in that report?
I will say that 90% of what the Department of Justice has said that the city has to do, we already done.
What are some of the things that have been done?
Well, for instance, more training in terms of when you're going to draw a weapon. That's important. Dismantling the units that were like dressed in civilian clothing and unmarked cars going around at midnight, jumping off the SUVs with assault rifles. Also, the different ways of treating traffic stops. So it's all about training. All of the things have been implemented.
Miami is the entry point for so many immigrants, so I think it wasn't a surprise that during this project we did hear a lot from people wishing that Miami could do more to help undocumented immigrants. What can you do?
Well, for one thing, the City of Miami Police Department doesn't do like some other police departments throughout the United States do, and they stop people and ask for documents. We don't. So I think that the time has come to local leaders to be more proactive in Washington, demanding that there is an immigration reform, because, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to deport millions of people? You can.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you.
To hear this complete interview, go to WLRN.org. The If I Were Mayor project is supported by the Miami Foundation. With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen.